I don't watch Raw.
You're not missing much.
It's all good. Nobody does. Nobody watches that show because they're all watching SmackDown. Reach out and touch flame.
Welcome, everyone. It is that time again. It is the wrestling show. I'm your host from the Lingus Mafia podcast. My name is Cav Manning, along with Mr. Billy Body.
Hello.
So, we have wrestling to go over.
We have confusion.
Say that again?
We have confusion.
Oh, what's the confusion?
Much confusion. Oh, what do you mean?
Which specific confusion are you talking about? Because this is...
Let me tell you something about this company.
Okay. Right?
And this doesn't even include... I've decided to not include... Originally, I was doing my description for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Brock Lesnar in this because I said the WWE Championship has changed for the fourth year in a row just weeks before the Survivor Series, right?
Mm, yeah.
4 years in a row. I did some research, right? And mm-hmm. I changed that to the WWE Championship changed hands for the third time in 4 years on the Go Home show, which I thought was more ridiculous because at least Brock won it in October. And that started to like somehow look like it actually made sense. Whereas Jinder lost it to AJ. Mm. Then AJ lost it to Daniel Bryan. And Orton lost it to Drew in the most confusing one of them all because it's just... a fucking rematch and a hot potato switch from 3 or 4 weeks ago. But it's the third time they've done this in 4 years. And people look at this company and go, oh, what they're doing for Mania. Like, who do you think is going to win the Rumble? And what do you think the Mania Cup? Fuck you. Like,
they don't even know
what they're doing. Look at this bullshit. Like, year-long title reigns. Like, Jinder was having, like, 6-7 months. And AJ was having the full year because he won it a year earlier. And they built Drew at WrestleMania. He loses clean in Hell in a Cell. They start building another match, and then this week we're watching SmackDown, and the start of SmackDown is Drew McIntyre is there, and I'm confused enough, and I'm thinking, oh, this is good. This is a long term story. They're building towards Mania. It makes sense. SmackDown. I've got nobody. Big E's not ready. Daniel Bryan has taken too many losses. They don't have a babyface. Rock isn't going to do it. They've finally woken up. Drew's going to win the Rumble, and he's going to choose Roman because of this comment that Roman made. It makes all sense. This is very clever because you do Orton and Edge on one show, which people kind of want to see. You do Drew and Roman. You try and do Fiend Undertaker if Undertaker can be convinced to do it, which wouldn't be too hard. And WrestleMania looks really good. Fuck you. Like, this is just absolute confusing garbage. And I put here in the description, we'll try and make sense of it. I can tell you now, if you're listening to this show for an hour and you think we're gonna make sense of it by the end, just stop listening now. We already have your download. Thank you. Just see you later.
I mean, Billy's friends with Drew, and he was so upset last night. He's like, he tells me, I bet you anything Drew wins this. And I go, ah, you're crazy, right? And so we're watching, and as it goes along, Orton says to him, you'll never win this title again. That's when I text Billy and I go, you're right. He's going to win the fucking title. And you flip and go, they're not this stupid. They can't be this stupid. And it's like, what? I mean, come on. We all thought, you know, Drew's going to get to wait to win in front of a crowd. And all that shit, and we'll get into it because he wears a dress to the ring for the first time and acts like he's.
Oh, I knew
it.
About that. I knew about that. That's what I did know about.
Oh my god! All right, let's go. In SmackDown, we get like Billy was saying, Roman starts the show talking, And 5 minutes into starting SmackDown, the brand split is over because Drew McIntyre shows up. Drew gives him shit for being gone because for COVID and trying to protect himself from dying. What a pussy Roman must be. Great promo, though. Roman tells him it's okay that he was gone because when he came back, everyone forgot who Drew was. I thought this was pretty good when they were going back and forth. And also the fact that he says, nobody watches Raw. I don't watch Raw. Nobody does. It's okay. Oh, shit. I'm shocked they poked fun at themselves with him.
I think he said nobody watches Raw. They're all watching me. And I think Heyman was the one that went, nobody watches it.
Nobody's watching Raw. Uso has to come out there. And he takes up for Roman, and he's like, I'm going to take care of this, like he's a little minion. Uso has been fantastic, and I always think about, I wonder if his brother's like, man, this is bullshit. When the other one was out, he didn't get to do shit. And now it's vice versa, and it's he's getting to do all kind of shit out there.
I thought this was his, like, worst week. I mean, I thought he was very good and subtle before, and then he went all, like, ghetto Uso here.
Well, like, I mean, he suddenly
he's all in with Roman, like, very quickly. I think they had a few more weeks to before he was reluctant, and now he's just coming out here. He goes, no, I got this. What you doing here, Drew? And all that kind of stupid shit.
Roman screams at him in the back after a commercial break for inserting himself and making a match.
Are Samoans just lighter black people?
I think that's the closest. I think it's the closest to it. So, you know, he jives it up from the streets. Sammy,
we need to do our black show. You guys, there was a letdown this week. We are doing that show
eventually.
I promoted it on Russo's brand.
I'm like, why do I have to be on it? You guys could do that. I could take a break. That's fine. You, Nick, and Umar. There you go. There's your show.
Because you make the most jokes about it. It's a confrontation. Umar's going to confront you for weeks of casual racism. That's the feud. It's the payoff.
Then he's in trouble if that's the fucking plan. Sammy's in the ring, and he yells how he has to defend the IC title that night. Apollo, he gets to go against Sami Zayn for the IC title. Sammy puts... This is the most retarded fucking... He moves the apron away, Sammy does. And under the ring, if everybody recalls, there is the apron attached to the metal frame by ropes. Kind of like a shoelace, up and down, right? And Sammy sticks Apollo's foot through one of the ropes and then gets in the ring, and it's a count out. And Apollo is sitting there struggling with his foot being stuck in between, which is a wide open fucking space. I mean, this is the equivalent to Hogan helping Elizabeth put on the handcuffs.
Yeah, and also, I'm thinking if any title changed this week, they would have just done this one. Because Sammy and Lashley is the weirdest type of match.
So I'm thinking, shit.
You know what? This is not that important of a pay-per-view. This is just one of the ones they need to get through. So just do Lashley Apollo part 45.
Didn't you kind of call that? You said, oh, Apollo's going to win this title. And because it makes the most sense. And it's funny because I'm not watching it live and I get these texts and I'm like, what the fuck is going on over there? You know? And then I see it, but I mean, come on. Why? How could they do this?
I figured out of all the matches they promoted this week, Sammy would lose to a babyface and then win it back the next week. I thought they would just get out of this Lashley match because it's weird. And they're trying not to talk about the fact that Sammy at one point was mocking Lashley's sisters. Because when you think of Sammy and Lashley, you think of Sammy and Lashley's sisters when they tried to bring Lashley in and make
this family,
like this Christian family guy, which is ridiculous. Like it was the worst. We're thinking when he comes in, he goes, oh, Lashley's back, and this time he's going to be legit because he's an MMA fighter and he's going to be Black Goldberg. And it's like, no, these are my sisters. And Sammy was, that was a Sami Zayn feud that they did at that point. But they're not talking about it. So they're just doing Sammy and Lashley awkwardly. I thought some sort of babyface would win temporarily, but they haven't. Then you have Street Profits and New Day. And that could have been a change as well, because that's a weird match. Mm-hmm. But then Big E, who some people think is going to win the Royal Rumble, and maybe he is because this company is ridiculous, hasn't been on TV for 3 weeks, and he's just been in catering, which we mock Ricochet and those guys for being in. And he's just in catering talking to the Street Profits for 3 weeks. But, I mean, at least they're not in commentary or coming to the ring. So that's at least there's that. Because I can't stand all three of them, so...
Mysterio and his family in the back, and they say, tonight's the final chapter versus Seth. Sasha is on the way to the ring, and you tell me about this outfit, Billy, where it's like the cut-down tights she's wearing, and it looks like full panties instead are hanging out the front.
Let me tell you something for free. Sammy Guevara has to be... being forgiven each week that since he said it more as the weeks go by, because there has to be like a part in people's mind, everybody that was hot about him and what he said and etc., even though he said it years ago, and in week by week you see her and the comments in your head because it's been said and it's out there. It's like, I get it, I really get it. Oh god, I get it. Oh, I understand completely, I would make the same comment. Like,
so, just, Billy, are you saying she's worthy?
Oh, she's so worthy. It's just no, like, you just unbelievable how much she's doing with so little.
It really, she knows what the fuck to do, and she puts effort into her wardrobe, which makes the world of fucking difference.
It's Instagram and everything, though. It's the whole thing. You never, those bad pictures or whatever are not existent anymore. There is no bad picture of her ever. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, because when you don't see her with makeup and stuff, it looked like she got maybe a little mustache, something going on, right? And
oh no, she cleaned all them up. Now she's starting to post like these no makeup selfies and all that, and they're like very subtly cleaned up. I mean, she's got somebody on the case. There's no bad photo in existence. And when she comes out to the ring over the last few weeks, all of a sudden, like, I wasn't mad at him anyway, but some people were. But they got to be understanding now.
So she's in the ring and she starts yelling that she's still champion. See, she actually had a match and kept the belt. That's something that you have to brag about, that, because we all know, you know, she loses titles immediately. Bayley starts coming to the ring, which distracts her. And then Carmella shows up and beats up Sasha, continuing this for when we finally get another feud here. What do you think of how Carmella looks? Are you thrilled by it? I'm not. I'm like, whatever.
I don't know. Like, she's got big boobs, which you can kind of see in this thing.
You think she had them done since she went away?
Do you?
I mean, I know she had them already, but I just think they're probably pushed more. They don't look really any bigger to me than they had been.
Yeah, maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just the outfit. But if it's the outfit, then that's a good, it's a good outfit, I think, to go with. But yeah, I mean, she still has the weird thing where she can't act, and she just, when she thinks a heel is just doing a move and then raising your hands and then bobbing your little head like a fucking toy dog. You know, like those toy dog,
on the dashboard?
Yeah, like that. It's just, she's very... awkward. Like some of these women are very awkward, where they have like an idea in their mind what to do, but the execution is like poor and it's very generic. She's so generic what she thinks the heel is, where she's just sitting standing there doing a thing. She just turns around and she's like, I'm back, baby. I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Okay. Otis is in the back and Dolph and Rude make fun of him, so that causes a match between Otis and Dolph. Otis wins, and then in the back we see Otis with Gable, approaching him and says, you should train with the Alpha Academy. And this is a new thing, I guess, they have for Gable to do. I don't think he's Shorty G anymore. I think he changed again. I can't. They don't know what to do with him, and they're trying to find something. That's what this is. Remember Ready, Willing, and Gable? Remember how, like, popular he was and the personality, and they let him do stuff, and they took him out of that, and he became nothing, because once you go to the main roster, you're trash.
What was Ready, Willing, and Gable was there was when he was in the tag team, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, him and Angle's kid, right?
Sort of, but yeah.
Okay, we get Mysterio versus Seth. No rules. Murphy finally turns on Rollins during this. Rollins is yelling at him through the middle ropes and, you know, setting up the 619 from a mile away. You see it. And Ray misses the fucking rope and falls through it instead of being able to get him with the 619. So he's got to, like...
Oh, yeah, the finish was botched, yeah.
Totally redo it. Frog splash win. Saga's over. Meanwhile, it's his first fucking win against Rollins. And he's gotten beat every time. But So he shouldn't be proud that he finally beat... It's like, I finally beat him. You lost your eyeball. It was constantly... And the only way you lost is his guy turned on him. And that was it. So Ray shakes hands with Murphy and says, I give you my approval. And the family welcomes him in like he's going to be part of the family now, like he proposed. The wife is even hugging fucking Murphy.
Oh, she was always on board, apparently.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. You got my daughter. That's fine. Natty in the back with Adam Pearce. She wants to be on Survivor Series team. But Pearce says, it's going to be a triple threat tonight. And then we pan to the side and we see Chelsea Green for the first time. So then it's a three-way match. Whoops. And before it starts... It turns into a four-way because it's Natty, Tamina, and Liv. And then they say, oh, and one more person, Chelsea Green. Welcome to the main roster. She breaks her arm.
Do you think she would have won this otherwise? I still don't think so.
You know what? I don't either, just because we know them. And it's like, oh, well, a debut, she should have. But it's going to hurt her when she fucking loses in Survivor Series, I guess. But... I don't know how they could be quick on their feet. I don't see them seeing Vince in the back going, oh, fuck, she's injured. Tell them Liv needs to win. And then they just continue on and Liv wins. I don't see them being that quick, which is sad because it shouldn't be hard to do. But I don't know. Liv beats old Tamina. In there, who Tamina is just a cog in the wheel. She shows up every once in a while. Uso versus Drew McIntyre. Roman shows up and tells Uso, like, toward the end of this match, I don't care if you win. I just want you to make him understand. So I go, oh, okay, here's a good way out of it, not to hurt either one of them. Just have Uso start beating the shit out of him and get disqualified. That's fine. He beats him up a little bit.
You don't think that makes Drew look bad?
No, not really. If it's just he's hammering him on him and it's just stopped for him, you know, closed fist or whatever, you know, it could easily be afterwards. Then Drew gets the upper hand, of course, as a good guy. But in the meantime, he could have just gotten disqualified pretty quickly. Drew does the Claymore, wins, boom, and SmackDown is over, setting up what will be in Survivor Series. Let's jump to Raw, shall we?
Were you at this point, were you at all expecting that to be a Survivor Series? Like, were you thinking like me, oh, they're sowing the seeds here for Mania?
No, I was worried. I was like... Why would they? Okay. Because I just know I'm used to them now not doing that long-term shit. And you're like, Drew's there. What are they doing? And which, but your mind takes over and you go, and they're not that dumb, like you would say. You know, you're like, no, they can't do this. Because I'm just like, all right, I'm fully expecting Sheamus to screw up their match. That's all I think the whole time. Okay, Sheamus is going
to
show up.
Especially when it goes to like a no DQ match, which means that he can actually come down there and do something. Mm. That was that as well, but we'll talk about it.
On Raw, Drew talks in the ring how he's going to win the title tonight. And then go on to face Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. Orton shows up on the Titantron and says, you know what? I've been fined more than the locker room. I've been suspended more than the locker room. I'm still here because I'm fucking great. Miz shows up and Miz says, well, tonight I'm going to be champion. So fuck you. He doesn't care. Now we get the history of Lana and the table. And her going through the table 500 times because she's in the back with... it's so funny that it's going to then be a six-woman tag match, right? It's going to be Lana, Shayna, and Nia versus Mandy, Dana, and Asuka. So Lana's in the back, and she's like completely normal after being beaten up by this woman all the time, and she has to see Nia, and they talk. And it's like... if you were being attacked constantly, how are you just like, hey, how's it going? You know, hey, enough with this. It'd be, you would constantly be like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get beat up or running away or something. But she's just like there with her. No problem. It's out of the element. She's fine.
You know what it is? It's this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know when you're being bullied by someone?
Mm-hmm.
They can't attack you in the classroom. So you have to like be in class with them because the teacher's watching. But then when you got to the ring, it's like outside. Oh,
it's recess time. Now you're in trouble.
Apparently, that's the only... I don't know why I'm giving them a defense.
Even a thought? and we have
You're right. Mm-hmm. But I'm just defending them because someone has to. Because this show's going to be like those other podcasts where it's like, this is shit. Like,
yeah.
For an hour, which... And I don't like those. But...
I would love to know a reason for sure. So we get that six woman tag, and Mandy comes out with a tape on her arm, on her shoulder, like she had a shoulder problem to start this. This move that they do where Shayna fucking stomps somebody's fucking arm when it's like,
looks good.
It does, and it scares the shit out of me every fucking time. I don't know how they do it. I think my arm would completely tear, maybe because I'm not stretching and limber. But
it's
like,
not a full force, is it? Like it's like,
but it's still bending that fucking... I mean, when they slow it down, the person's fucking arm always is bent fucking badly, and I'm like, God damn, they do this well, because I really think they get fucked up every time. I'm like, God, I cringe from it. So Mandy gets her arm bent backwards and she screams in agony and makes me wonder how she sounds in other situations. And then, of course, Dana, she's a little bit hurt too, but you get Lana who gets pinned, of course. And the funny thing is afterwards, she's all scared. Like Nia goes and cleans the table off. She's ready to put her through and Lana sits there instead of just running away. Knowing this is always going to happen to you. And she goes, no, I'm not going to put you through the table. You've earned my respect, which makes fucking no sense because she's the one who just got pinned. So why now would she earn anything?
I'm blind tagged in when Shayna was winning.
And then she goes psych and picks her up and puts her through a fucking table again. She is winning this fucking match, right?
I don't think so. We'll do predictions. Really? At the end. I don't think they booked that well.
Wow. I'd be in shock if they don't.
We'll do predictions at the end. We'll save 5 minutes.
Okay. Dana's interviewed in the back about Mandy. And Mia Yim shows up and beats her up. And I call her Mia because I don't fucking remember her shitty fucking retribution name.
Well, you said you don't remember her name, but you just said Mia Yim. Her retribution name is Reckoning, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I don't fucking remember that her name was Reckoning. I don't.
There's Slapdick and Teabag.
And that's the only reason I remember them is because we made jokes about Teabag, Slapnuts, and what the fuck was the other one? Did we have a name for the? I don't think we had a name for the other one. We Car-Antana, right?
He's Mace. He's Mace. But Mace. You remember, that's easy because he's the one who's a different race.
And he's my favorite one out of the group, where I said I think he could be something because he looks like a crazy, frightening thing. He looks like the Predator.
That's how they came up with it. Bruce Pritchard was back there going, so you're a different race, so you'll be Mace.
Race and Mace. I fucking died. I was listening to fucking you guys on Conan this weekend, and I think it was Conan who said it. And I had tears in my eyes while I was driving because he was going through the names and he goes, I think one of them's name is Car Antenna. I don't fucking know. These fucking names are so bad. Car Antenna, Car Stereo, whatever the fuck their names are. Oh, God. So Dana gets beat up in the back and Billy goes, I can't believe she's being punished. And I'm like, what the fuck is she being punished for? And Billy shows me, and I was like, oh, I did see that this weekend. I didn't know she was in trouble. Her boyfriend, a different boyfriend now. A lot of boyfriends.
She likes the meatheads, doesn't she?
She does. She does like a fucking meathead. And
I think she likes being beaten up at home.
You know what? Probably, yeah. Tossed around. She liked to feel small. And so she went to that bare knuckle fucking championship and she had like her mask down around her chin and she's jumping around. And so she's getting punished by the company for this. And my reply was, and I was pissed when I hear about it. Meanwhile, I'm no Dana fan, but.
Oh, you look at this video. You can't be a Dana fan. She's a fucking moron.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is a company who got everyone in the fucking company sick practically. During this COVID, and ignore it. Don't ever make mention of it because it's their rival, apparently. And they're punishing her for not having a fucking mask on. I mean, they're probably like, hey, you're endangering our roster, which yeah. That's the understandable part. But Jesus Christ, don't they endanger their own fucking people?
There's going to be some really interesting stuff happening. With that Hollywood union reaching out to Zelina Vega to say, hey, we need to talk. This whole unionization thing might actually have some legs at the moment. Or they're going to have to like change stuff. Because obviously this is not a part of it. This is just standard them treating people like shit. The goofy stuff they do. You do something outside, you lose. You lose mm-hmm. in the ring. We'll give you all these losses and whatever when you're in the ring. That hurts them and the person, because when it comes back round and okay, Dane is not gonna be challenging for the championship and no one takes her seriously.
Yeah.
But there's been many people over the years where they've done something, they've been beaten to death in the ring, and then you wanna push them and go, okay, you lost 100 matches. Now we're going to make you the champion. The only guy I can remember that ever working with somehow was Triple H. And he needed to fucking steroid the shit out of himself to look like a completely different person and completely disregard his character. Plus, he needed to like suck off Shawn Michaels a lot in order to be his lackey and even then get out of that position. But I can't think of many situations in 25 years where they buried someone into the ground and then they're able to push him. I mean, Drew McIntyre is a separate one where I think when you go away long enough mm-hmm. with Drew and Jinder, maybe.
I was going to say Jinder too, but he came back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I think when you're there and then they decide to push you, if they suddenly try and push, I don't know, like a Nakamura again or a mm-hmm. Cesaro or whatever, we're going to be going, hold on a minute. This guy lost to like 100 people. In this instance, it's always the bad way of doing it. I'd rather there be a fine system in place. But then that falls under the weird thing of the independent contractors. It's like, yeah. Oh, what? So now you're going to dictate what these people do. But at the same time, they are dictating what they can earn an income from, because they're saying, oh, you can't do Twitch because we can do Twitch. You can't do Cameo because we can do Cameo. I think the unwritten rule is, as I was saying on Russo's show, if they can do it, then WWE can't do it. So whereas Sheamus and Carmella and various people have got this deal with Pig Out Health Crisps, they're like pork rinds, healthy pork rinds. Uh-huh. I don't think WWE, I think WWE authorized it because they can't make it. They also authorize shit for certain people. And I think that's why at a Zelina Vega level, you're getting pissed off. But at the same time, she had an OnlyFans, and that is completely associated to porn. So in this instance, if she's saying, no, I'm not deleting my OnlyFans, she has to be fired, because a PG company can't have anyone on OnlyFans just because she is not getting fucked on there or dildoing herself or whatever. 98% of the other girls are.
Yeah.
So they can't even send people to that site. It's the same way like Riddle isn't Matt Riddle, because Matt Riddle is a wife cheating rapist online. So they can't be around in and around that site. The firing to me makes sense, but this union thing is going to go and bite them in the ass, because now the wrong people are paying attention to it. And obviously Paige is going to be fucking loud about it as well. I can't believe that she didn't get fired first. There has to be a reason. I think, you know,
no
what?
Shit.
Like, you know, you take the piss out of her and everything, but I think they're scared of her.
Yeah.
I think they're really.
She has something on them then, right?
Maybe she's got her own videos of people higher up. Maybe Triple H jumped in. And that, book. Maybe he was. Look, it's Woods and Maddox, right?
Mm hmm.
Who's filming that?
Well, we see it sitting there, though, no? I mean, you see it sitting on a fucking table.
Does it not move in and out?
No. Well, one, during the three-way, you see the camera sitting like. It's on a table, so you see everything. And then you have Woods with a fucking camera himself going up underneath the ass so he could film properly. So they were doing a multi-camera shoot. They were really, like, making this Hollywood style.
What's the conversation that day? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing later? Oh, I'm just hanging out with my baby girls.
Well, didn't she say, like, we heard them say something like, she said on one of the videos, I'm going to call what's his name later and mention one of their names talking to the other one. So I'm sure they all had discussions, you know, we should all fucking three-way this one of these days. And like in passing, I think a lot of times, and then it came down and we're like, hey, we want to do this or not. And just the fact that it's like, yeah, let's all break out the cameras, and you're not even concerned that, you know what, this might be around one day. It is the greatest story of all time. I mean, it is. I wish she just had those implants back then.
But that's what I think. Okay, I think maybe they're scared of her more so along the lines that she can be very vocal and drum up support, and she's standing up to him. Mm-hmm. And they, because Selena didn't stand up to him, she just, you know, publicly. Whereas Paige is all like on there going unionization, and she's crying on her videos, and people, and they've seen the comments. They've seen the comments where everybody's like, fuck WWE.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone on there and saying they're making me do this and whatever. There's no way that they're not logged in some way. And it's 98% on Paige's side. I think that would be why they're scared. Obviously, the more far-fetched theory would be she fucked someone really high up and that's on tape or something as well. I don't know. I mean, I would think there's multiple stories about multiple wrestlers, and they just don't want it get out. I don't think they want this girl doing any kind of tell-all on a major network. I think she could go and do a whole fucking sit-down on mainstream TV about her time with the WWE, especially when you give her a fucking film, and then she can go, oh, well, actually, here's the truth about my time. It's nothing like that film. This, I got raped. I got fucking,
Jesus.
I got raped. I tell you what it is. I tell you something. It's probably this.
Right? You think
it's
the Del Rio really, thing, like, has something to do with it too?
I don't know. She's going to be like, she probably went to them and went, oh, I got raped by one of the boys in the hotel or something. Or I got, like, you know, gang banged or whatever. And they're like, look, just don't say anything about this. We're gonna fire the person or find the person or what, like, something. That's not probably accurate, but it's some shit has gone down and they've told her, okay, you got a job for life, just don't ever talk about this, we'll take care of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, something, I totally know what you mean.
Something like that. It's something that she's not, they won't fire her. I'm just, they just won't. The only way she goes is if she goes. But I feel like the minute she goes, she's got some fucking crazy story. But let's go back to Raw because we were doing so good on the time.
We were. And, so we'll fly through. Okay. We have quite a few things we could just fucking barely mention. They do Firefly Funhouse, where he mentions Miz. That's going to be a little bit of a feud here with Bray and Miz.
Miz is doing the Money in the Bank thing. Miz is, even though he wasn't credible before, he's still the same Money in the Bank guy as everyone else who doesn't win with it.
Do you think Miz cashes in at Survivor Series then?
No, I don't think. I honestly thought, and this was my proper long-term and better storytelling, mm-hmm. that you know how like Drew beat Big Show last year, WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would be like, Drew McIntyre, the first ever man to defend, to win and defend his title on the same night. And now he's done it twice, 2 years in a row. So I figured like they were just going to give him that big fucking crazy push where he beat Big Show after Brock Lesnar. And then they would have Miz cash in at WrestleMania and he would beat him as well. And it would be a crazy end to WrestleMania where he wins the title and then he gets cashed in on and then he wins again. So he's just like Superman built in front of crowds. But I don't know. It just,
we ain't going to have any crowd anyway.
Yeah. Well, they will have a crowd at Mania.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, there's that whole 100-day Biden plan, which starts on January the 20th, and there's no details yet, so who knows?
Hurt Business, they're in the ring, and they talk, and the New Day shows up and says awful fucking jokes, and they call him the Jerk Business. Oof. Hurt Business versus New Day for the tag titles. And I was curious about this match. I thought, like you were saying earlier, that this might be a title change, but it is not. The New Day wins, and then we get Sheamus in the back with Drew, and he goes, look what I found, and he has a big, giant fucking, look what I found. He brought a fucking giant fucking, what do you call those things? A locker with him, a foot locker. He brings this giant thing.
Chest. It was a chest.
Yeah, a treasure chest looking thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, here you go. Look what I found. And Drew opens it and he's like, oh my God. And he's looking through things. And then Sheamus gives him a giant fucking Thundercat sword. And I'm like, I need to fucking ask Billy, because am I not remembering when he first did something? Did he used to wear this outfit? And Sheamus is saying, you need to go back to your old self and wear this? And Billy goes, he's never worn it ever. Did the fuck ever? What the fuck? So he's going to be, you know, Braveheart family and the Highland War, the Highlanders. Remember them from, when they were, didn't they go to TNA that one time?
First of all, Sheamus and Drew have been friends online and that's it. Like they were never, I mean, when Sheamus was the WWE champion mm-hmm. and Drew was the Intercontinental champion, they came in together and at the 2009 Survivor Series, they both survived on the same team when they were pushing them. They were kind of go like, hey, the new guys.
Mm-hmm.
They survived in the Survivor Series. Right. That happened. Yeah. But then since then, they've been kept apart. They don't have any tag team title runs or anything like that. They're friends on the internet. They're friends in real life, but you would only see it on the internet. So first of all, that's incorrect. It's like, oh, we used to butt kick heads and all that. You didn't. You never have done. You've never been associated. Second of all, they make it like Drew's family were in fucking Braveheart and they're all these like warriors and Sheamus has got the heirlooms. So if this stuff is making Drew fucking cry and shit, why the fuck is it sitting at Sheamus's house? Like, why is all of Drew's important stuff from his dead mom and everything sitting at Sheamus's house? Well, he didn't want to go and collect it. Like, he didn't want to go and pick it up. Plus, why Sheamus got it? I know they did live together in real life, but we don't know that. And mm-hmm. also, at the same time, why did Drew leave this shit in the attic? Doesn't make any sense. Plus, I mean, like I said, if it's a sword, then what the fuck is Drew's situation here? His great, 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 great grandfather was some fucking Highland warrior. Like, you may as well have just had Sheamus here go, hey, fella, I found someone who wants to talk to you, and then bring Mel Gibson out. And then that would have made more fucking sense than this. that would have at least been good.
Oh my god.
When Mel Gibson comes out and goes, how you doing, and just hands him a fucking sword.
It's like screaming about the Jews first too. Retribution versus Team Raw.
He could be the Jew Slayer because he's fighting because he's against because he's taken down Brock and Roman that's been managed by Heyman.
I was like, Brock's a Jew? Retribution versus Team Raw. There's a lot of problems with Team Raw, of course, with their tag-ins, because everybody has to have problems with each other because Survivor Series teams never get along.
That's their level of booking. Every team time at Survivor Series does not get along.
It's there's like, never been. Well, back in the day, in the 80s, they got along because they picked their own team. And it was good guys versus bad guys.
What's your favorite team from the 80s that you remember that comes to your head straight away?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if anyone comes to my head straight away. I do recall like team names like the Million Dollar Team and stuff like that. And
but you remember the Million Dollar Team or anything?
No.
Do you remember the team?
No, I really don't. No. I mean, it's weird, so many years though, because it's like it blends together because there's like at least 3 years of that. So, you know, you're going to have interchangeable people, like who's on whose team. I can't wait until I have to do 32 days of Survivor Series and have to watch all the old ones. Because there's some gold where it's every tag team versus every tag team and the fucking entire ropes are full. That's how many people there are. And if you lose, then your tag team partner has to lose too. I love that shit. It was a great fucking time.
Like a 10, I think it's 10.
It was 10, I think. Yeah, it was 10, so 10, yeah. Fucking good. And Survivor Series was special, and it was on Thanksgiving. It had a fucking great feel to it. I really miss it. I do. It's sad.
I remember the team of... So I remember these teams that come to my head. I was like, there's mostly like...
I remember Jake versus reason, Martel.
I think I've watched 1990 Survivor Series a lot.
Really?
I'm remembering like the LOD, Texas Tornado, and Warrior team, and they're facing Perfect and Demolition from the same Survivor Series. I always remember DiBiase and Rhythm and Blue because then they needed like Undertaker to make them stronger again. Before I remember bits and pieces. I know Hogan and Savage were on a team, but I don't remember who was with them.
It was Hogan, Warrior, and Tito versus all the bad guys because then they had that special time.
That was the match of Survivor at the end. I remember even like the year after they had a Survivor Series where Ric Flair ended up surviving just by a count out in 91. But the other team had good people on it like Bulldog and Bret Hart. I remember the 93 Survivor Series where it was Lex Luger against Yoko. Team USA, probably. Can't remember. It was Team USA and Team... I don't know if it was Team Japan, but it had Ludwig Borger, Yokozuna on it. Originally, it was like a tag team with Yokozuna and Ludwig Borger, and then the Head Shrinkers and Ludwig Borger and Yoko, and then the other one was Luger, Tatanka, and the Steiners. But Undertaker got into that team. I think he replaced... it was the Quebecers on the other team. And one of the Quebecers got replaced by Crush, and Tatanka got replaced by Undertaker. So I remember that one. But then after that, Jesus, when it gets to like modern day teams, it becomes a fucking blur. I remember the fucking terrible WCW team that fucking ended up having Steve Austin and Kurt Angle
as
the main people while like Booker T was on there too with RVD. But they went out super early. And Shane McMahon. So it was like three WWE guys. And the WWE team was fucking Big Show, Kane, Undertaker, Jericho and The Rock. So you had one WCW guy there, which was Booker, and RVD was from ECW because they decided to do the alliance because in the biggest storyline they could ever do, they turned around and was like, oh, we're not paying off the end of the deals for... We're not paying 1 year off for the NWO and we're not paying off a couple of million for Goldberg and we're just going to do this really shit.
Like they wouldn't have got their money back in triple...
Oh, that team had been done properly and they come in and they beat the shit out of WWE for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you imagine like the Attitude Era. We'd be talking about it now as being 6 or 7 years instead of being you know, that 4 year period.
It would probably be a different era. It would be the versus era. If they, as soon as the Attitude thing was done and it turned into WCW versus them.
I don't trust them to make an error out of it, because I can just see the Goldberg going babyface and then being like, oh, the WWE, you get all the guys that are popular.
That's true. Let's speed through here. Retribution wins, of course.
I was amazed by that.
Yeah, how about that? Of course they win. They're the greatest. Nikki Cross in the back wearing makeup for the first time ever. We see her wearing makeup. And she's obsessed with Alexa. She's
like the fans online. She's representing the fans online.
She's looking around. Oh, where's Alexa Bliss? Do you know where Bliss is?
How about Alexa being unavailable now?
Yeah, she's unavailable after 1 year. Only a moron would get married in a year or less.
Uh-huh. I'm not even going to respond to it.
After Bliss has already told her to fuck off multiple times, but she's like, she's my friend. I have to see her. The best actress in the business. Jeff Hardy's in the back and he's still mad about Elias blaming him for the hit and run. And I'm getting mad. And I'm like, what the fuck with this storyline? It's Elias has turned into Trump. He just says shit and it's not true. And he goes, no, it happened. He's like, I didn't fucking run you over. We solved this ages ago. And I'm like, well, now maybe it looks like they're turning it into something else. Because Jeff goes back to the locker room and grabs him by his beard and he's screaming at him. I didn't fucking run you over and I'm tired of it. So
he's going to do something worse. Oh, which is that. I mean, that's death or rape.
You know,
what's worse than running someone over a car is not like
finishing the job, and
it's not putting him on a table and fucking doing a swanton bomb through them. It's raping them or killing them. By the way,
that'd be great. Bliss is on stage. Nikki comes out and talks to her because she's about to Miz is in the ring waiting for Bray, and Bliss comes out to talk to her. You see how they changed Bliss's music around a little bit finally now. They got it dark. Nikki comes out and says, snap out of it. And, of course, Bliss finally beats the shit out of Nikki.
She should have come out with a Slim Jim. That's the joke. Snap out of it, Lexi. Snap into this.
And so now we get Miz versus Bray. And it's, Firefly Bray. It's not The Fiend. And Miz has Money in the Bank, so Miz loses. Pierce says Mandy and Dana are out of Survivor Series and Peyton and Lacey are in. Like you say, you know, she's getting punished, right? Well, what the fuck did Mandy do? Why is she fucking punished? They couldn't have just said Dana got hurt?
I think then who do you choose how to bring in out of Peyton and Lacey?
Then it's the same thing as saying, well, you're deciding Mandy's out. What the fuck?
Yeah, but if Dana has to be written out because she was a bad girl, yeah. But you then only have two other women to fucking choose from. Like, I don't know who else is on this roster. I mean, you have Naomi, who is drafted in the fucking third round, mm-hmm. but she's obviously coming in to do some sort of major storyline, I guess. I don't know why you just don't fucking bring in the, why you injure Maddie. Why don't the Retribution chick just injure her and then she just gets to be in? And then, because you could just be like, oh, Nia and Shayna like her. They'd just be like, oh, you're fucking good. We want you on our team.
Yeah, and you know, this is retarded too, because I'm wondering the whole time where they're injuring Mandy. What? This is your teammate. Why are you fucking up your own teammate when you have to have her on a team? And well, then they talk in the back that. And mention it. Yeah, why'd you have to hit her so hard? I'm like, this is retarded. And like I said, Lana's gonna win this fucking thing. I'm telling you, Lana's winning this fucking. I might have to have you put some money on it if you can. Lana to fucking win the Survivor Series. I will fucking shit myself, and I'll actually laugh and enjoy it though. If Lana's the first one out in like a minute, I'd fucking die. Drew versus Orton, 40 minutes for the WWE title. Drew is dressed like Mel Gibson from earlier. And this is no rules. So there's some chairs involved and tables and blah, blah, blah. And Drew wins the fucking title. And you've heard our thoughts on him winning the title earlier in the show.
I got nothing to add.
There is nothing. I mean, you did go over the whole thing already to start the show.
It just doesn't, yeah, it doesn't, well, that's the right way to start. But, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why he lost the title. I can't explain it.
Do you think this is just to get Drew to the number? I mean, not Drew. Orton. 16. Yeah.
No, because I think you click. I don't care. I think they care about that. I think it's like a case of how do you not do Drew and Roman because it's coming up. I think the way that it's easy how you didn't do it. You just don't talk about the title match. You just say that this year the champions are going to captain the teams and the champions are going to pick the teams. That's how you do it. But they don't. They decide to take the title off Drew instead to avoid this match because they think it's a WrestleMania match. And maybe it still is. And maybe the storyline is that one of these guys wins this, which would have to be Drew, and then Roman comes on to the other brand one day because the brand extension doesn't matter and he costs him the title. And that's how you set it up. Maybe they're now thinking that they got a good buzz out of Roman and Drew, and they're just going to, they can do this match because the feud is not established that much, but they'll use this match to establish the feud. It can go either way. It can go, Roman can win because of Orton, and then Drew can lose the title and say he wants his win back, or Roman can cost Drew the title and he can go over to SmackDown. You can still do it. I just think first time matches, and I know it's not first time because I know they met at WrestleMania 35, but it's under really different circumstances because Drew is this Drew now. Mm-hmm. And Roman is this Roman. So it's brand new. And first time matches, I think, means a lot more when you could say, this is the dream match. Well, no, this is the rematch. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it doesn't mean as much. But this company, they don't know what they're doing. Even for me to speculate that there's any kind of idea behind this and this is actually going somewhere, is giving them way too much credit. But we'll start there because if we move on to Survivor Series, like that will be the first match here that we try to predict. And the first betting odds that have been put out for it, mm-hmm, has completely the same, 10 to 11 each.
I just don't see there being a real fucking finish to this. Do you really see someone losing that match? Which we'll know if it's not the main event.
You have six matches. So I feel this will end like 3-3. The weird thing with six matches is that when it's 3-2, the last person going out there is fighting for a tie, mm-hmm, which is weird, and I don't think this company will tie anything up. So I guess even at 3-2, the winning brand can win 4-2 because the guy can then avoid the draw.
Well, didn't they do that one year where they like killed SmackDown or something like that, where it was they had one win?
They had SmackDown lose 7-0.
Oh, God.
And last year, they had NXT had already won before the last match. So it was fucking stupid. NXT just were like winning everything before the end. Like they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to do seven matches and it's 3-3 and now it's the final survival match. It's so fucking easy. Like, you're not a real sport. Like, you don't need to book like fucking, it's 35-20 and like the team have the ball needing two touchdowns with the 2 minute warning coming up. It's over. Like, you don't need to do that. Like, it's real sports. That's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that. You can do, it's fucking 28-28 and the team are driving up the field with 30 seconds to go looking for a field goal. You can do that every time. And you should.
Yeah. At the same time, I do like that it is the non-predictable, because otherwise we're like, well, of course it's going to come down to the last match.
It's still not predictable when you don't know what way they're going to go with it. Like, in these matches, like, you don't really know. I mean,
you don't know toward the end, yeah.
I've never seen a pay-per-view where there's more split. So I'm just going to rush through and I'll do the predictions after. But I just want to tell you off the bat, Raw are favorites to win the men's match, right? They're 1-2 favorites. There's no favorite in the SmackDown versus Raw women's match. Sasha Banks versus Asuka, Street Profits versus New Day, and Drew versus Roman. That is four matches out of six with no favorite. Lashley is a favorite, and Team Raw is a favorite. So by process of elimination, if Team Raw do win as matches, and I'm not even sure Team Raw do win the men's match because they're all fighting, but let's assume that they do and Lashley wins, that means that the other four matches, SmackDown have to win at least two of them. So you could blind bet these four matches across the board, all for SmackDown, and you'll at least break even. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that Roman wins this match just because he's hotter. I think they'll find a way for Drew. Drew has actual feuds of people, and Roman's last feud is now on his side. So I think he wins this. What do you think?
God. My first bet is that neither of them do, and this is not the main event. That's my first one, because I cannot... If anything, somebody's got to interfere. If anybody's losing, it's zero chance that it's clean. And you're right about... I can't even imagine Roman just being pinned at this point at all. Which makes you think, if they are dragging this to Mania, there's got to be a lot of bullshit involved where Roman wins and gets a pin. Sheamus has to do something. There has to be something.
Or, you know, Drew wins and he doesn't want Sheamus's help. And
Get out of here. Get out of here. One of those things.
Yeah. And then, and you can also do, as I said, Roman costing Drew the title. You could do that showdown backstage where they're both at the Rumble with their belts, where they square up and go, I'm the main event, or I'm the main event. And Drew can say, well, you know what happened last time I faced you. Mm-hmm. And then Roman doesn't like it and then costs Drew the title on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew doesn't need to win the Rumble then. He can then show up at SmackDown's Elimination Chamber and beat someone up who's in the match or on the way to the ring or whatever. And then, you know, you can do loads of stuff. Sure. Just, there's no rules in his company. It's just whatever they feel like doing on the day. Team Raw and Team SmackDown, what do you think?
Oh, boy. I'll go with SmackDown, you know, just because Raw's having a fucking problem.
We're talking about SmackDown and, sorry, Survivor Series teams from the past. I was just going to do a thing where I named who's on Raw and who's on SmackDown, and I can't remember the SmackDown team.
I cannot remember SmackDown at all myself. I was glad you didn't ask me.
Uso, Rollins, Corbin. I don't remember the last one.
Yeah, it isn't strong looking if you look at it. However, it's the Raw having a problem. I think that's the only issue.
Yeah, but I think they already booked the problem and
they got a
lost.
Much better team though.
Just I think they already like booked the whole thing with the problem. Look, Seth Rollins is going. Corbin's not that important. Nobody on the SmackDown. Unlike the women's match, there's no one on the SmackDown side that you need to push. Whereas I think Keith Lee may survive this match.
So I'm
going to go for Raw.
It does make sense that Raw wins that, because I could see Roman going, I had to fucking carry this fucking show. They couldn't get it done. I'm the only one who can get shit done over here. And have SmackDown like lose everything. And be like, God help us if you don't have me. Otherwise, this brand is shit.
Who do you think wins the women's? So you think, so I disagree on the women's match. Yeah. I think she can get to the end and still not earn Nia's respect. I don't see anyone winning this match but Bianca Belair.
So Soul Survivor Bianca Belair, huh?
Or Bayley with her, because Bayley is not in this team yet, and I think she may take the last spot. They've still got two spaces open, and Natalia's lost in every qualifier, so you can see somehow she gets
she's in. Getting in, so she could lose the first match, and it's her and Lana pins Natalia. How about that?
Yeah, no, I just don't think Lana wins this match. I think Team SmackDown win it. Intercontinental title match, Intercontinental title of a US champion. I assume we're both going to go with Lashley.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we have, where, how many have we done? That's four. Street Profits and a New Day.
Ooh. God. I'll go with New Day.
I'm going to go with Street Profits because I'm trying to find matches that, that SmackDown win. And I think the new tag team probably, they probably try and get sufficient shine on the new tag team. New Day, 10-time champion, so I don't think they need it as much. And I also think Sasha may win because if they're they're really trying to establish her and she's doing good numbers on SmackDown. And I don't think there's as much shine or utilization of Oscar. So I think Sasha might get this win.
I'm thinking Oscar wins because I think Carmella fucks over Sasha.
Yeah, that could happen. But then I just have to think about these people fucking over their own teams too much.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody like Orton does it, we know that he's a fucking selfish guy who doesn't really care.
Sure.
Or even if it involves Fiend or wherever. I mean, the most interesting thing is what's the Undertaker usage of this? Because none of these things are the main event. Like, he is.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Which is so weird why you use Drew and Roman, because you want to be using video packages and everything and being, look at this massive match. And it's like, nah, it's the Survivor Series. It's purple. It says 30 on it. It says farewell Undertaker. It's not about any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think he does? Just choke slam somebody?
Yeah, I am lost for what he does. I think it's a lot of clips all night. And it's funny because, like you said, it's going to be, you know, his tribute, like he's done, and then he'll be at WrestleMania.
Oh, he ain't going to be done here, I don't think.
No. It, like they said, all you got to do is call him, and he'll go back.
Yeah, you think he ends it all, like says goodbye and the fucking with these cheap TV screens, which you can't even zoom in on? Like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think that's...
See, that is a problem to me, that it's, yeah, on... with no crowd. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I'd believe it maybe if there was a crowd, but I don't think... I mean, it'll be cool. Like, they'll do shit with them screens and everything when he comes down. It'll be a weird, like, funky entrance, but I don't think he finishes up here. No fucking way.
My thought a lot of the time, too, is that Survivor Series is always his anniversary, right? And then you go, but you want to end it at Mania. So push yourself just to Mania. It's just around the corner. And then you go, if you hang around a little bit longer, you can get another full year in if you wait till Survivor Series. It becomes a vicious cycle.
You know, it's funny. This time they didn't do the... When they get to, like, when WrestleMania 25, they said it was the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. And it was the 24th
anniversary. Yeah, they do that bullshit, the anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the 30th. And this is the 31st. This in their maths would be the 31st anniversary of the Taker. But now they've chosen to
do proper.
In fact, I haven't seen the word anniversary, so I'm now 100% convinced that they don't know what it means. Because now this would be the 31st, the actual 30th anniversary of the Undertaker, and they've not used the word because they think it's his 31st WrestleMania, which is his 31st. Like, yeah, this is the 31st Survivor Series, it would be, if he'd been at every single one.
Yeah.
But they're not using the term 30th anniversary because they don't actually know what an anniversary is by definition.
True, we know that.
So they're just saying Undertaker 30 because it's 30 years. But when you do the full 30 years, that's your 30th anniversary. There's dumber things going on, to be honest. We've talked about enough of them already.
All right, so that's it then, right? We've gone through it.
That's it, yeah. We've done the predictions.
All my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia, if you want to go see all my shit and listen to a show that has nothing to fucking do with wrestling, unless all hell breaks loose. And then I'll talk about it. You can go to our DirtySheets.com for this show's Twitter. And, of course, don't forget, because next Monday is the debut of Podcast on a Pole with me, Billy, and Vince Russo, where we go month by month through the eyes of Vince Russo's career, all the way from when he started in WWE, booking, all the way to him going into WCW, and the end of that. Every month there will be a show for that that will be airing the Monday after Survivor Series. So next Monday, you could look for that podcast wherever you get podcasts. Podcast on a Pole. And the Twitter, if you have not already signed up to it, please do. That is Tweets on a Pole. Don't look for anything else. It is tweets on a pole, and it's a little cartoon picture of me, Billy, and Russo. Is that it, Billy? Have we covered all bases?
Yeah, I just thought of a finish for the Roman Reigns Drew match.
Oh, just really?
Okay, so what about Drew hits the Claymore,
mm-hmm.
and Miz runs in and just smashes him over the head with a briefcase. Roman just rolls out. You forget about him because they start the cash-in match, which Drew wins.
I like that. Well, and Drew would win the fucking cash-in match? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it's anticlimactic if he wins the cash-in match.
Well, the cash-in is, I think, is only there to get you out of something.
Get out of that.
I don't think it's not there to say, oh, Miz is the man. Like, mm-hmm. Miz and Mrs. is big and USA Network, they want this guy. It's not there for that at all.
Yeah.
It's there to get it. I think it's a perfect scenario to get you out of it. I think Claymore or whatever and Roman, you know, you bang with a suitcase to the head. Roman just rolls out. Obviously, Raw get the... that's the weirdest thing. Here's another thing as well, just to finish up. If you really want to win this thing, say you go 3-0 down, right, in the match. Why don't Raw just come out and start attacking the Raw guys in the match and cause disqualifications? Why don't you have some spare people in the back and just be like, oh, Kevin Owens is the last guy on SmackDown. I just remembered. Why don't you just have so who's not like Elias?
Go, how about hey, Elias, you know? Retribution ruins it all night.
Yeah. Say, hey, Retribution. here's you're not on any of the teams, but we're gonna or Hurt Business. It's a Hurt Business. You're not on any of the teams, but your job is, if we go down 3, just go out there and start attacking our guys, and then give us some like DQs.
That works,
but,
too.
You know, it's not a real sport, so
no,
there's no way, there's no loopholes.
All right, everybody, listen to what I said earlier, because I said it, and we'll see you next week. Later.